At these times, the children often asked me about their uncle. He was not dangerous to talk about.
When will he come to see us? Can't we write to him?
They asked. I agreed, and they wrote to him. But of course, I never posted their letters. They were beautiful letters, and I kept them. I have them all to this day. Those were difficult days. But soon, and suddenly, things changed. One Sunday morning, we were walking to church. Miles was with me, and Flora and Mrs. Gross were in front of us. Suddenly, Miles spoke to me.
When am I going back to school?
I could not think of anything to say. He went on.
You can't say that I haven't been good here.
No, I can't say that, I answered.
Then when am I going?
He asked. Were you happy at your last school? I asked.
I'm happy anywhere, he answered. But it's not that. I want to see more of life.
We were nearly at the church. I walked faster. I wanted to get into the church before we could talk any more about school. But before we got there, Miles said,
I want to be with people like me.
There aren't many people like you, Miles, I laughed coldly. Everyone was inside the church now, and we were alone outside.
Does my uncle know what I'm like?
I don't think he is very interested, Miles.
Can't we make him understand?
How?
By asking him to come to Bly.
But who will ask him?
I will,
said Miles, as he disappeared into the church alone.